Good evening. This is Sakashivani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisthi with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, through development lies in infrastructure growth, trade expansion and fulfilling people's needs. President Draupadi Murmu virtually inaugurates Civic Senior Citizens Home in Wakha. Chief Minister Nip Yuryo says, divisions in Nagar society hurdles to resolve issues. And Police Commissioner Dimapur cautions against alarming rise of illegal lotteries in Nagaland. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation the Vizhinjam International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, which is the country's first semi-automated port. The Prime Minister said it is a significant step forward in the development of India's maritime infrastructure. The Prime Minister announced that the current transshipment at the Vizhinjam port will increase threefold in the future.
देश के मैरिटाइम सेक्टर को नई ऊंचाई देने में प्राइवेट सेक्टर का भी अहम योगदान है. पब्लिक प्राइवेट पार्टनरशिप के तहत पिछले 10 वर्षों में हजारों करोड़ रुपए का निवेश हुआ है. इस भागीदारी से न केवल हमारे पोर्ट ग्लोबल स्टैंडर्ड पर अपग्रेड हुए हैं, बल्कि वो फ्यूचर रेडी भी बने हैं. प्राइवेट सेक्टर की भागीदारी से इनोवेशन और एफिशिएंसी दोनों को बढ़ावा.
Chief Minister Nip Yuryo has said that divisions in Nagar society are hurdles to resolve issues. Speaking at the second day celebration of Mohatsu Mini Hornbill Festival in Mukhchin today, he said that there are too many organizations today and this needs to be checked. Mr. Yuryo called on the need for different groups to come together and make a common decision for the good of the Nagas. The Chief Minister also urged people to protect our rich cultural heritage, renew friendships and make ties that binds together Naga people. President Draupadi Murmu has virtually inaugurated Civic Senior Citizens Home in Wakha as part of a nationwide launch of elderly welfare facilities across five states, including Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Nagaland. The president also launched Senior Citizen Welfare Portal to improve access to government schemes and services for the elderly. Assisted living devices were distributed under the Rashtriya Vayoshri Yojana. A memorandum of understanding was signed between the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment and the Brahma Kumaris, promoting joint efforts for elderly care and empowerment. At Wakha, District Welfare Officer James Izung said the home addresses a long-standing need in the district.
Wakha district also are now having an old age home which will address the challenges and concerns of the old senior citizens. And in fact, it has been a long felt need of the district. And opening this facility, which is a scheme of the department implemented by the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, and which is looked after by the Department of Social Welfare, Government of Nagaland.
Commissioner of Police Dimapur has taken cognizance of alarming increase of offline and online lottery schemes being conducted, especially by second-hand car dealers and real estate agents, particularly in Dimapur, Chumukedema and Newland districts. In a public notice, Commissioner Kevituto Sophia said, recent investigation reveals that this unauthorized lottery-style promotional schemes under the guise of lucky draws bumper offers are not only deceptive but illegal under current laws regulating games of chance and public lotteries. The commissioner has urged public to remain vigilant and report such activities to the police. Business establishments, real estate agents, organizations, unions and individuals have been advised to immediately cease such activities to avoid legal consequences except with permission from the government. Further, it has urged media houses not to advertise or promote such illegal activities to attract legal consequences. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that technology and tradition must go hand in hand. He was speaking at Global Media Dialogue, which kicked off this morning at Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai as part of WAVES Summit 2025. Dr. Jayashankar said India's vision of becoming a developed nation by 2047 must be driven by technology but grounded in cultural identity.
In many ways, technology can strengthen awareness of our vast heritage and deepen consciousness about, especially for younger generations. We also bear in mind that innovation is key to the leapfrogging that will create a developed India by 2047.
On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Aishwini Vaishnaw said, globally, the media and entertainment industry is valued at around $3 trillion. Over 60 countries are participating in the event, where delegations from across Asia, Europe, Africa, and the Americas. The International Association of Women in Radio and Television, IAWRT Travelling Film Festival, in association with the Film Association Naglin, began today at Centre of Excellence for Music and Arts, Kohima. Veteran journalist and documentary filmmaker Nupur Basu, in her keynote address, highlighted unique challenges that women filmmakers continue to face in the industry, ranging from gender bias and lack of funding to limited distribution platforms.
To make this traveling festival of IWOT happen. So IWOT, as Kete said earlier, it's an international organization of women in film, radio and television. It was started in 1956 by a bunch of Norwegian women who were in radio at that time. And they started it, so you can imagine. And then since then, it has carried on uninterrupted. Our membership internationally is around 500 women. And the India chapter itself has now claimed one-fifth of that membership, because we are almost touching 100, I believe.
President Film Association Naglin, Yapang Naro Longkuma, said the idea behind hosting the IAWRT Travelling Film Festival in Naglin is to create a platform for alternative voices, stories told through documentaries and independent films that rarely find space in mainstream cinema.
It gives us so much pleasure to be able to bring the films to us at our doorstep, where we can watch them. And I know our filmmakers in Nagaland, we get a lot of flack for saying that, you know, our films are not in the festival or they are not out there. But the thing is, always remember, we are also new at this. We are just the first sort of batch that is starting out.
The two-day festival is supported by Department of Information and Public Relations, DIPR, Department of Art and Culture, Department of Women Resource Development, Task Force for Music and Arts, and Naglin State AIDS Control Society. Principal of Modern College, Piphema, Dr. Vitsuo Yano, has highlighted that we are living in the age of artificial intelligence and stressed the need for students to become smarter, not just through textbooks, but by learning through understanding. She was speaking at the felicitation of 23 HSLC and HSSLC toppers from Angami tribe, organized by Angami Women Organization, AWO, and Angami Students Union, ASU, today. Dr. Yano challenged toppers to reflect on how they can contribute to the growth of society, and noted that as toppers, greater expectations are placed on them. AWO President Nitono R. Sotu urged students to respect their parents and remember their sacrifices. She encouraged them to choose their friends wisely, practice gratitude, and stand firm in their faith. A speech on behalf of the toppers was delivered by Vikono Senotsu, who secured top one in HSSLC Art Stream. Akashvani Kohima will resume broadcasting of FM Tragopan from the 5th of May. The program will be broadcasted from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. FM Tragopan is available on 103 MHz frequency and News On Air app. It was earlier launched on 2nd October 2017. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says true development lies in infrastructure growth, trade expansion, and fulfilling people's needs. President Draupadi Murmu virtually inaugurates Civic Senior Citizens Home in Wakha. Chief Minister Nipuryo says divisions in Naga society hurdles to resolve issues. And Police Commissioner Dimapur cautions against alarming rise of illegal lottery in Nagaland. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.